Okay, this is the Communications and Technology Committee meeting. It's May 1st, 2025, and it's 9 o'clock. And I'm going to call the meeting to order, and we have no public, so I guess we aren't going to have any questions from them. And the first discussion item, number three, is the update on the website and the social media. Where is...
He's sick.
Oh.
He's sick. We've all...
Okay.
There's a lot of... in our office, I don't know about Travis's career.
We got a few of them, but nothing like it spread up.
Amelia, can we take down some of the points that we will need his help on?
Yeah.
I mean, I'll make some points, but...
So here's what happened last month, and for many, many months, we've talked about why do we have so many users?
Right.
Why is there such a... And then we've decided that there's an Amazon...
What do they call it? Of scraping? Something like that?
Yeah, and that bots are looking at our website.
Right.
He called Streamline, who is the designer and the owner, right? I mean, it's a service that we use. We pay them to manage the website, which is why it looks so fabulous. And he called them, emailed them, and they said no, that they couldn't add filters just for us specifically because they would have to add filters for all of their hundreds of users throughout the state.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that didn't work. So then he went to Microsoft, to Google, who used to have it so that individual users, and still if we owned the website, Andy said, that we would be able to filter out those bots. But since it's not ours, we use a third party, Google doesn't have any way for us to filter it out.
Okay.
So he is still working on it. He's out sick today, so he can't be here. But that's the update.
Okay.
And he wanted to come. He said he would come on Teams, and I said, no, there's nothing to report other than you're working on it.
But we'll thank him for starting to look into it and seeing what we can do about it.
So why don't we own the website?
I have no idea.
We use Streamline. And Streamline is a third party. And this is all they do is for community services districts and, I don't know, maybe some other public entities throughout the state and throughout the nation.
I mean, just food for thought, and I may be way stepping out of bounds, and if I am, please
say we're talking about updates on social media and websites.
So yes.
We're still in the...
So it's like, why can't we just own the website, and why can't Andy just manage it?
Yeah.
Asking for booth, saying
if
personal manners matters, but she knows he's here because he has a meeting here.
No, he's not here today.
That's what he's saying. Oh, do you want me to
talk? I bet it's that service, that server lady.
Okay, let me talk. We'll just take an interruption. And you guys can go ahead and maybe Travis can give the report on the CIP.
Yeah.
Well.
But
and then we'll skip back to this.
I'd rather
wait. I just don't think that it's a possibility
for him.
But I don't know. I think that a full-time person has to just manage a website.
Oh, okay.
You know, and he has so much other stuff that he manages. So I think that's a team that does.
Oh, okay. It was just a quick question.
And then
we'll just take a pause till you come back.
We are recording. I apologize for that interruption, ma'am.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to go back
To the update on the website.
To the website.
And social media.
So,
and Andy has made some inquiries.
Andy's working on it. And he would have to talk about how much manpower is required to run a website. It's so much easier because our websites aren't like, you know, Joe's Auto Body.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We have all of these compliance things that have to be built
into
the website, including, like, one of the things is that when you click on the website, within one more click, you have to be able to see the next meeting agendas. And those things are built in so that when I load the agenda in, it automatically shows up on that front page and it populates all the pages it needs to populate. And then I have to be compliant for ADA. And there's a lot of things that are built in, so I don't know if it's even worth it.
I don't know anything about it.
It's really good to know that, Amelia, and thank you for explaining that because, you know, everybody who doesn't know would probably want ask the same question.
Yeah.
So thank you.
We have had most of our viewers from the United States, China, Germany, India, Bangladesh, United Kingdom, and Brazil. And hopefully we will be able to narrow down.
Right.
Really looking at.
Well, didn't you get those job applications from that person in Bangladesh?
No.
Right. They said the commute would be hard at first, then they were going to move over. They had some family.
Yeah. Once they get that frequent flyer miles going.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the main webpage is the number one hit that people are looking at employment opportunities, the board of directors meetings, utility bills, board of directors again, committee meetings. Oh, and I did figure out why board of directors is on there twice, because board of directors, there's two different links on the website that take you to the same page. So they're just looking at one of the two different links. There's probably four different links to just that page. Broadman, of course, is our bot central. So Rancho Murrieta, let's look at that. Probably 303 people really looked at the website. 280 from San Jose, I bet you that's Mark.
Us, oh, okay.
Right? Mm-hmm. Sacramento, Los Angeles. Down to Facebook. We had a big surge on April 22nd. Is probably a lot more accurate with 3,785. Because why would a bot want to look at our Facebook page?
Yeah.
I don't know what happened on April 22nd. But we had a huge surge.
Maybe it was because I know I got a lot of complaints about the street closing. I don't know if that was on there because of the repair, but either way.
Right. Yeah. I did definitely have that posted to Facebook.
Oh.
And that is my
report. That's your report. Okay, thank you very much. We are going to move on to the pipeline. We've added a new column, the good news, and I'm going to report on that and the conservation and the gate procedures review. So the good news column is we're trying to make sure the community hears and sees what the good things are that are happening in the community. So we've had a couple of good submissions from the security department, and then there was another good news situation that I can't remember last month, I'm sorry to say. But we're struggling a little, but we think that it's going to happen. And anytime your department wants to feed us some good news, that would be
great. Yeah, because it's like, you know, like last month, you know, Corey had his 15-year anniversary.
Okay.
Corey, and I got to tell, Corey and Ryan, Eric will be bringing. Corey just passed his grade 3 wastewater, finally.
Oh, Corey did.
He just got it done, and so
those are good news things.
Yeah, those are good. And Phil got his grade 2 water. So these are the things that I, you know, Mimi used to put in her general manager's report.
Mm-hmm.
I've just let Eric know, and Eric says it's nice to report on those two.
And so this would be a perfect place to do that. Yeah. Okay, so we'll work with Eric on his end.
Okay.
Ask him to, you know, keep in mind those kinds of things for our pipeline column, and hopefully we'll get some good news things from the new sergeant from Brandon. His name is so that'll be good. And as the summer comes along, you know, we're going to hear a lot of the. things that the kids do and all that sort of stuff. So we're going to try to find some kids who are doing good stuff. all right. So then there was the garden club, which is my comment on that. The garden club is a very stable, well-known organization in the community, and they are very they give great monthly meetings. They have great tours, and I joined last year, and I don't get to go all the time, but I like to go because they always have great information about roses and whatever works and doesn't work and deer and the whole nine yards. So I was I thought of this last time we got together that I would go and ask the garden club if they would want to write some information about Rancho Marietta each month and ask them to bring up situations like, in Rancho Marietta, what kind of plants actually work and are, help conserve, you know, help conserve water. So that's the direction we're going in. I did talk to the president of the Garden Club. She is going to present it at their board meeting. They're very, very organized, and they do things in a certain way, which is great.
Yeah.
And then she's going to get back to me, and then we will probably start this maybe in June.
Perfect.
People from the Garden Club will write what they know. Just a couple paragraphs, probably.
Yeah.
But she was very anxious to do it, so that was good news.
That's awesome.
Okay, and then the gate procedures review and residence revisions. I put this on the Communications and Technology Committee because it's really a communication issue on some levels, many levels, and external communication. So what I was hoping for, and I called RMA to try and get this, was I wanted them to send me in the last 5 years or so, what laws, rules have changed in their CCNRs that we're supposed to be implementing. And I did that because we have had changes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't allow boats in here anymore that are not residence boats, and there are all reasons for that. There's a lot of things that are different that old residents like myself might not realize how these things have changed. And so I wanted to get a list of those rules so that we could present on Pipeline and on the Facebook page and wherever else we can, the website, the rules that they need to know when they're trying to let somebody into the gate.
Right.
And it's not terribly complicated, but if you don't know that there's a rule about the boats and the fishing and you're not familiar with that, then you're going to tell your friend, sure, bring your boat down and go fishing. The first rule they broke is that the resident isn't with them.
Right.
And the second rule is no outside boats. So I wanted to try and get that communication out to the residents. And so I'm still waiting, like I said, from RMA. But I'm not going to let that hold us up for too much longer. I'm going to go through the stuff myself and then work up friendly reminder of how the gate situation works and what the responsibilities of the gate officers are and what the responsibilities of the community are, the residents, because they make it more difficult when they aren't aware of what the rules are. So that's my report on gate procedures review and residence revisions. We're still, like a lot of things, working on it. So
I do have just a quick question.
Sure.
about the pipeline. So I know in previous past there was discussion about, you know, are people seeing the pipeline, are people reading the pipeline?
And you brought it up. Yeah.
The lighted sign that's in front of RMA, does that cycle, or is it just one message and then it stays like it is?
No, their messages cycle.
Because I always thought, why couldn't we have a message on there? Hey, check out the new pipeline. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, I know. It because it's behind the gate and it's RMA.
Okay.
But on the other hand, you know, it would be good because it's the people who live behind the gates who are subject to these CCNRs.
Right.
That's a good suggestion.
Just another way to get the knowledge of the pipeline.
Right.
Newsletter out there.
I think
RMA is open to that, to putting up like big news stuff.
Yeah, you know, just
we can work with them.
It was just a thought.
No, it's a good thought. One of the things I was going to bring up under, that's not on the agenda, but under directors and staff comments, has to do with the pipeline, and we're going to need Andy's help for this.
Okay.
So I'll talk about that when we get there, okay?
Okay,
projects report revision. So the last time we got together, I had brought up, last two times we got together, I had brought up something that I had been looking at and trying to get attention to for the last, 4 years. And because it always feels like we're working on things, we don't necessarily know where we are with these things, especially if they're long-term projects, and that there should be or could be some kind of way to report these things and keep track of them. I don't know what we would do without Amelia and her ability to bring this information up. There's never been a time that I haven't asked for something that you haven't done your best to find it. So it was not accepted, or it was not, what would you say? It was not received with a great deal of positiveness, because it is extra work. And so, and that's not necessarily, Eric wasn't here, or any particular department. But I went home and I thought, it's true, you know, we are doing this in most cases from each department. And it is redundant to do that, but what's the best way to still be able to manage this information highway that we don't always look at? And so I started thinking about attaching the CIP to Eric's report, and then he could make comments on where they are. And then I would ask Andy to make his list of projects, the top five, and then he could do the same thing, you know, report on the top five. And Mark, who's no longer here, same thing. Just whatever you're putting in the board meeting report, you know, make your list, and we'll continue to include that. And then I saw, I believe Eric did this.
Yeah, if you want, I can.
Okay, so tell me about this, because this looks good.
Yeah, so this is a shrunk down version of it. There's a lot more details mm-hmm. into it when you pull it out, but he's got it shrunk down to one page. But basically what he's got the current CIP projects that are going on right now that mm-hmm. have been approved. And he starts on that first column where he's got it labeled at what the project is. He's got them separated out between water and wastewater. The next column that he's got has got the approved budgeted amount for the project.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then the next column is the running total of what's been spent
mm-hmm.
on that project. And then the project status percent complete.
Right.
This is just a dollar amount.
Right.
I know he's got other columns. I don't know to what extent he is doing like written updates to where we're at.
Right.
But this is at least
the basic
dollar amount where we're at financially and status of the project.
And I'm thinking that maybe he put them in some kind of order of importance.
I think that they're in order of the project numbers.
Okay.
To be honest, I'm not 100% sure,
okay.
But I think it is. But I could be wrong.
We'll ask him that.
Or it could be in, it looks like it's in alphabetical order.
Oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. So, Well, no, because smart meters is under there. But I don't know what specific order he's got them in.
Okay. We'll talk about this. Maybe I can talk to Eric and get a copy of the other thing. I think we need to talk about it a little bit more and then bring it to the board for their comments and suggestions and approval. But this looked good to me because this is exactly what you want to know. For instance, the Grand Lee safety improvements. We finished it. Hooray!
Right. Yeah.
You know, after X number of years, it's done. And the Integrated Water Master Plan, that is another topic. And the Rio OSA improvement study, it looks like we're doing pretty good on that, et cetera, et cetera. So, yeah, I would like to get together with Eric and go through this, but I was very pleased with what he put together. And I think that we can use a similar thing for Andy and for finance when when we do it. So I'm sorry there's nobody here to make a comment, but I like it. I like it a lot, and it fulfills the need that I have for some kind of organization. So when he gets back, Eric gets back, we'll arrange for a conversation. Excuse me. And that basically is our report, except the directors and staff comments, and I said we would go back to that as it relates to what I'd like to get from Andy and the pipeline.
Okay.
One of the things that we don't, we haven't quite figured out from my observation is that we send out, well, we've got people who are on auto pay and we've got people who get their bill by mail. And then we have people who pay by check or cash, not usually cash, but by check. Auto pay people auto pay out of their bank accounts. And then what's the other one? Oh, there is a phone, the ability to phone a payment, and there's a charge for that. So a while ago, quite a while ago, when I was first on the board in this committee, they wanted to put everybody on auto pay, and they wanted everybody to get the pipeline when they auto paid or when the link came up for, you know, you got your bill and you paid your bill, and this much, you know, came out of your checking account. And then there was a link to go to the pipeline that nobody ever used. They went in, they looked at to see if their bill got paid, and then they never went to the pipeline. And so I thought, well, this is crazy. You know, we've got all these people who we're trying to communicate with. And so I said, I would like to go back to people getting mailed the pipeline who are on auto pay, etc. So we did it, and it wasn't really that costly. But I still have lots of people telling me they don't get the pipeline. So what I would like Andy to help us with is if we have the ability to compare our billing list to what the mailing house is doing. And I'm hoping it's not a complicated process, but
that's probably more a job for Krista than Andy, because Andy doesn't touch the bills or do anything with the bills.
No,
but
if Chris has a list,
we'll get the list. We'll look at it.
Yeah, and then hi, Chris.
So you need a list of all the people who.
It's okay. We'll get to you. Yeah.
Do you want to talk about the pipeline? Do you have information for us, Chris?
No, he was just asking what she was asking for.
For the pipeline. So she wants everybody, not only the people who get the bills in the mail, but the people who don't get the bills in the mail, those folks that are on auto pay, to get the pipeline too. And I thought that we figured that out years ago. Come in and talk into the microphone so we can hear you. Any of them? Yeah, yeah.
So
is it green?
And this is introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Chris. I'm just the accountant.
Just the accountant.
And
the only accountant.
The answer to that question, the people who get the email bill, the people who get the regular bills, they'll see a link, or they'll see in the paper bill, there'll mm-hmm. be a link, there'll be a, like, you can't copy and paste it because it's paper, but there'll be the URL, that's what it's called, the URL to the pipeline. And the people who get the, no?
And they also get a physical copy of the pipeline.
Physical copy, because I never go online to look at the pipeline.
That makes sense. And then the people who get the...
the auto pay.
Not the auto pay, because it doesn't distinguish between auto pay and paper bills. It's paper bills and it's email bills. And the people who get the email bills, they get the a link to the pipeline.
And they also get a PDF attachment in the bill, I think, to the pipeline. But
so I am lumping everybody together under auto pay when there's actually two separate parts.
Yeah.
There's email bill,
mm-hmm.
and then there's auto pay.
No, there's email bill and there's paper bill. Mailed bill. And then you can get a paper bill and choose to have it automatically deducted from your account.
What do you call it when you automatically, people have agreed that you automatically take that money out of their bank account? That an email?
It depends, because there's two different ways.
What I was trying to get at.
There's one that's done through the website, mm-hmm. and then there's one that's done in-house. It's the one that's done...
So one of them gets a link to...
Well,
so let's go back.
The link comes from either the paper bill or the email bill. Email bill will have the link. The paper bill will have the URL, and it has the bill itself.
That still doesn't answer my question.
Okay, so let me see if I can explain it. So there's two sides. There's the sending out of the bill, which we're going to talk about right now. You can either get your bill in the mail or you can get your bill on your email. And then there's the paying of the bill. And you can either come in and pay your bill with a check, mm-hmm. or you can have it on auto pay, which means it just comes out automatically every month. But it doesn't matter how you receive your bill. How you pay your bill is a different thing. So we're just talking about how you receive your bill. The first way is to have it mailed, which is still the majority of people, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
A lot of people are actually on both.
Oh.
So, yes.
Okay, let's stop for a second. This is what is making me crazy, mm-hmm. because we want people to get the pipeline. Mm-hmm. People who go online to either pay their bill or look at their bill, mm-hmm. Are not clicking on the link. So they are not getting the pipeline.
But they should get it if it's the paper. I think that about...
But they aren't. Mm-hmm. And that's what I had asked for quite a while ago, that we... And I'm not even sure if you were here then, but...
It was back in the holidays that we did this.
Yeah, that we take all of the people who live here, mm-hmm. and get some kind of bill from us and make sure that they're getting the pipeline. Mm-hmm. So because they were not clicking on it, and so we were going through all of this, you know, work and everything, and people were just not seeing it.
Let me see if I can work something out with Tyler, because they're the ones who do the emailing part of the bill. Okay. Maybe we can get, if we can get it in a PDF format, maybe we can have it so that they get both the pipeline and the PDF of the, I mean, not the PDF, the pipeline and the bill in one thing when it gets sent out to them.
What she wants is everybody who's receiving their bill via email. Mm-hmm. Additionally, she wants them all to receive a paper bill in the mail. So all those folks who are getting it exclusively via email, she wants them to get a paper bill in the mail too. I mean, not a paper bill, a paper pipeline. Just the pipeline in the mail. Now we get it.
Okay. Okay, if we're going to do that...
The reason I was asking for a comparison, mm-hmm. because there's a mailing house that puts out the paper bills, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I get the paper bill and I get the pipeline. It comes all at once. Mm-hmm. And so what we were hoping to be able to do was to add to that group of people who get the bill in the mail with the pipeline, to add the rest of the people, whoever they are, whether they're paying by auto pay or whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Auto pay is the only other choice, right? When you're paying the bill?
Okay.
Yeah, mostly for the most part.
A few people phone.
You can pay online, and you can pay, when you're paying online, you can pay with a credit card.
Okay. Oh, God.
So,
but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how you pay the bill. It matters how you're receiving the bill. So, in one final sentence, can you please make sure that every single ratepayer in the community receives a paper copy of the pipeline in the mail every month? Is that possible?
Why does it have to be attached to the bills?
Oh, we're not talking about the bills anymore.
It makes it cheaper.
Oh, well,
two envelopes.
Okay.
But even those folks who get it via email, so that every single human who's out there who receives a bill from us
gets a pipeline.
No matter how they get the bill, gets a pipeline in the mail too. Even if they're only getting an email bill, they still get a mailed pipeline.
I would have to ask Tyler this.
Yeah. Right.
So let me get back to you on this.
That's
I don't know the answer, but I think Yeah, I don't know the answer. Let me reach out to Tyler and see what they can do. I think the answer is probably yes, but I don't want to make a promise on something that I have no control over.
Yeah, right.
So then,
one of the things that we did look at was how many bills, overall bills, were going out, and how many people were supposedly getting the pipeline, and it looks like it. More people were getting the pipeline than we're actually, billing. So, by about 300 people. And I have a girlfriend who tells me that she gets two pipelines.
So she's the lucky one.
And one who tells me she doesn't get any pipeline. So, that's what we're up against, is trying to figure out how, without tremendous duplication or angst, how we could get the pipeline to everybody. No matter how they're paying their bill.
Yeah, no matter how they're receiving their bill.
So, and like I said, as far as I understand it, somebody's doing our mailing.
Yes.
And so they would need the complete list.
We give them a list of all the PDFs that they're supposed to print out, and then in the PDF itself, it has the address where it's supposed to be mailed out to. So
that's already on the bill.
Yeah, that's how they get it.
But if they aren't getting the list, the complete list, then they are only sending bills out to a certain group of people, right?
Yeah, the way that the system works is that we select the people who want email bills, or if they want paper bills, or if they want both, and anyone who is selected that they want a paper bill
gets a pipeline.
Yeah, they'll get a pipeline. And what will end up happening is we send to ABS two things. We send them a list, or not a list, but every single person who's going to receive a paper bill. And then what they do is they take this list and they make a copy of the pipeline, and they just attach the two.
Right, right.
So.
And it's the people who are paying or receiving. Which is it, Amelia?
Receiving the bill via email.
Via email.
Yeah, and who don't have the paper, who have checked off the paper.
Yeah. They need have the a pipeline. Link, but they don't use it.
Yes.
So, but they don't use it. So we want those people who are getting the email
to get a paper bill if possible.
No, we want everybody to get the pipeline. Whether we don't care how they're getting the bill, we want everybody to get the pipeline.
Yes.
You had a comment.
And just for clarification.
No, I was told that it wasn't possible.
Oh.
As a clarifying question, we're including landlords in this as well, right?
Yay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
Oh, I agree 1,000,000%.
Yeah.
Because there's so much information that the landlord might need to know that's
absolutely
going on in the pipeline that could affect
possible
to pay the bill.
Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
All right,
that was very helpful.
I will reach out to Tyler and I'll let you know what I find.
Okay.
All right. Super. Does that
Thank
work?
So shall I invite Chris back to next month's communications committee?
That'll be
if you're available, if it's a day that you're working.
It's always
on a Thursday. It's always the
first Thursday
of the month.
Is it next Thursday?
No.
Is next Thursday the first Thursday of the month?
I don't remember.
Today is the first Thursday.
So next month. Okay. I was like, okay.
So
Thank you. If not,
I'll follow up, and then we'll
new
just get a little.
No.
Nights.
Yeah. I was like, next Thursday I have something. No, it should be fine.
Okay. That'd be great. Thank you. Thank you for your help.
Okay, cool. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thanks for overhearing.
No problem.
Yay.
Which
we might actually get this figured out. And I might actually get it figured out in my
head. I thought it was all figured out when Paula was here. I thought that we instituted it. We took it to the board.
I understand.
Remember?
That's exactly.
And there were like 700 and something that weren't getting it, and it was not going to be very expensive for us to do it. And so
we just said, go ahead,
And so now I hear that it hasn't.
Well, it's just interesting to me that, that when you start looking at how many people get bills what way, and then how many people pay bills what way, it's like, holy cow, we need a graph and a chart. So that was the directors and staff comments and suggestions. And we've invited Chris to come back, and he's going to do some legwork on it.
Okay.
Anything else?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
I will get a report back on
this. The meeting is now adjourned. It's 9:37.
Thank you.